In case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to The Penthouse, your neighborhood fly guy, Bobby Kristoff here.
And I'm Evie B.
And we're here with Rob the Reflex from the Hip Hop Pharmacy.
Yeah,
and he's bringing us a really dope interview right now, today, Angel Conwell. Check it out. Yeah, first and foremost, we want to thank you so much for reaching out to us. We know you have a busy schedule and everything, so just thank you for reaching out on behalf of The Penthouse and of the Hip Hop Pharmacy.
And y'all definitely know Angel Conwell from such shows as Young and the Restless. Y'all know her from the movie Baby Boy. You know her from The Wash and from Soul Plane.
Yes.
She's doing big things in Hollywood right now.
Oh, yeah. Young and the Restless. Big ups for that. She's had a recurring role on that show. It's awesome.
But tell us a little bit about this show, Family Time.
Family Time is a sitcom created by Bentley Powell Evans, who created the Jamie Foxx show. So he's an OG in the sitcom game. He knows what he's doing. So he created our show, Family Time. So Omar Gooding, we have a lot of good people on it. Tangerine Thomas, Clayton Thomas. A lot of new faces. That's what I also really love about Family Guy. He'll sprinkle the vets in because Lynn Whitfield plays my mom. But then you'll have, you know, newer faces that people are familiar with. So, you know, we have a really good show on our hands, and we're in our fourth season.
Now, what can viewers look forward to in this upcoming season?
You know what it is? It's really just like sitcom really means situation comedy. What it is we find the comedy, we find the funny parts of life. But actually, it's almost the parts that don't necessarily seem that funny, but then when you highlight it, you realize there's comedy in it. Mm-hmm. So, like tonight, the episode is called Unhappy Anniversary, and it's pretty much centered around, comes along with an anniversary. So I know a lot of people can kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
And we just highlight that. Omar's character, he enlists the help of his homie, which is always a really bad idea.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
maybe he thinks it's a good idea, though. So, you know, that brings a lot of the funny moments for this episode. But for the rest of the season, we have some cool stuff like that. We have a holiday episode called Merry Kwanzaa, which is where we kind of go toe-to-toe. He wants to celebrate Christmas. And that was I actually wrote that episode with a friend of mine. It's my first time having a having written a show, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. You know, just try to keep growing, and that's really what it's about.
So you and Omar Gooding actually had a chance to work with each other before in Baby Boy.
We did. And that was in, I think, 2001. It was literally a decade after Baby Boy.
Wow.
Came this show, so it's like it's very interesting. Like,
wow. An anniversary.
Got married.
And you guys were a couple there, and now you're a couple here.
Exactly.
Awesome.
We weren't married, Baby Boy. We were just, you know, we were just together.
Shacking up.
But now we're married.
Holy matrimony.
But Sweet Pea got baptized in the Baby Boy. So
You had something to do with that, Angel.
Hey, listen. No, I really don't have anything else to say. I just like saying listen.
I hear you, man.
So what are some of the, we know you got some heavy, heavy guests coming up in this coming season. Could you give us a little insight on some of the guests we're going to see? We need some tea spilt.
Oh my God, I should have looked this up. I know Shante Moore. It's a lot of singers and entertainers.
Shante Moore.
Yeah, she did an episode. Kind of getting seasons mixed up because I want to say Salt and Pepper, but I'm pretty sure that was last season. So we have some good people. The thing about it is, no matter who it is, it's funny.
Yeah.
That's always the point and bottom line. We do have a lot of comedians that come through, and that's always the treat because they're so off the cuff. You never know what they're gonna do. Really, every take, they throw something different at you, and that's always a lot of fun. So, like I said, it's family time. So the fact that when it comes to family, there's so many different avenues. We have the in-laws. We have, you know, the cousins and the people that come in saying that your family never met
it's
them.
It's so relatable.
We got money. So, yeah, very relatable. And we just have a lot of fun. And it's good to just laugh sometimes.
Yeah, I laugh watching. I actually enjoy the show. I've been watching for a season now. And I really do enjoy the Bounce TV Network in its entirety. And you guys' show really attracted me to the station. So thank you for opening my eyes to Bounce Television.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was founded by Martin Luther King III and Ambassador Andrew Young. So they're very serious about what they do.
That's astounding.
And we love the network. We love what they're doing, and it's all good. I love whenever we're doing something. I'm trying to support.
Yeah,
us.
You sound like you're in love with it. I love it.
So how's it like working with Bentley Kyle Evans and Bounce TV?
Bentley is he's a leader. He directs our show, but at the same time, once he casts you, it's as if he trusts the decision to cast the right person. So we'll do our takes. We'll do a couple takes the way that it's written specifically, and we'll kind of keep it cool. But then the rest of the takes, he kind of lets us really be artists. He lets us be creative and express ourselves and our characters in the way that we see fit. Which is always nice to work with somebody that trusts your talent and that trusts, your vision for a character.
Yeah.
So I love working with Bentley. And he's done so much. He's actually extremely, extremely accomplished, but he makes himself available. You can still ask him questions. He's there. He doesn't, keep himself in a place where it's like, you can't sit with us. He's not that person at all. He's very generous with his advice and his wisdom, and I'm very, very, blessed to be able to work with him.
And I know Bentley has worked on such shows like Martin and the Jamie Foxx show also in the past.
Yes, yeah, he's very, he's accomplished. I think he was actually the first black man to have two shows running on network simultaneously.
That's
at the
amazing.
Same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely doing his thing, and he's got a lot of stuff, a lot more on the plate, so. There's more to come for sure. And with Bounce, as far as the Bounce, everybody over there, Ricardo, Elizabeth, it's a newer network. I think Ryan Glover was telling me maybe 5 years ago they had a staff of like maybe 10. Now it's close to 200. So I mean, it's growing. It's growing, growing, growing.
And that's always a positive.
It's a free.
Yeah, because the numbers.
It's basically free network.
Yeah, the numbers from the October 25th show skyrocketed through the roof.
Yeah, it did. So word of mouth, word of mouth definitely helps. Doing interviews like these and, people saying that they support the show, you saying that you support the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. Because, when you're making something good, you hope that people see it and relate to it. And we've been lucky to have a lot of viewers that have been loyal to the show since season one. And they're still riding with us. So
as
each season it becomes, more and more of a favorite. So. I appreciate it.
Now, do you have any coming projects that you're working on outside of the show?
I do. I actually just finished a Christmas movie that'll be, it's a Christmas TV movie. It's going to air in December. I try to keep my social media updated when it comes to certain projects because, you'll get a release date and you're not sure. And plus, I also like to give whatever project it is that I'm working on at the time, I like to give it its full attention. But I do have a few things on the menu. The next thing that will air, besides Young and the Restless, because I'll be on there on and off throughout the month of November, especially towards the end. So
sure.
I play a lawyer on there, and the thing about folks is you can't really say the storyline because the fans they do want to know, but they're not supposed to know. So, and whenever they ask you to do an interview for the soap, they're like, yeah, but you can't say this, and you can't say that, and you can't say that, and I'm like, okay, well. What can I say?
Yeah. Watch the show. Watch the show. That's all you can.
Tune in
Tuesday night.
Yes. Yes. And watch Family Time Tuesday night, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Central. And just for updates about it, you check me out on, I think it's Twitter and Instagram, Angel Conwell, A-N-G-E-L-L, Conwell, C-O-N-W-E-L-L. And then you can also look at Bounce TV. They're on social media. So, we out there in the social media streets just to stay updated.
Yeah, that's right.
Bounce has an app. There's an app for that. You can actually watch the shows if you didn't see people that want to catch up on the old season.
Wow.
And they can go to the app and they can also see, they can also see the other shows that Bounce has on their network. So,
That's really dope. They're really making a name for themselves, and you're right there to
in the midst of it.
Yeah, to ride the train right to the top. Congratulations!
Absolutely, thank you so much.
Outside of your many other things.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can definitely catch Lisa, the one and only Lisa, on Family Time. This is Angel Conwell. And
this is.
I'm definitely looking forward to this show. I'm loving this next season. This is going to be a great season.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Angel. We want to thank you so much for calling up and giving us a little moment of your time. Bobby Kristoff here at the Penthouse and Rob the Reflex.
And don't hurt your husband too badly over the anniversary. He was tried. He tried.
Hey, listen. It might be a switch. I said it's an anniversary. Listen. You want it. It might not be exactly what you think it is. Right. It's a little moment.
Okay.
But let me know. Let me know what you think about the episode.
Oh, we will definitely let you know.
I'll be tweeting you later.
And we will be letting everybody know about this episode. You can catch Family Time on Bounce TV. In the Chicagoland area, you can catch it at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Bounce TV or on the Bounce TV app.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, Angel.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Much love. Good looking out.
Holla. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. So y'all be sure to give it up for Angel Conwell out there. Be sure to tune in to Family Time Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. right on the Bounce TV network. We got more for you guys coming up.
And you can also catch this show on WindyCityUnderground.com and hear this whole interview. You can also hear this interview on the Hip Hop Pharmacy on Spreaker.com. Windy City Underground, your music, your station.
Y'all know what it is. Turn up.
The Penthouse.